Lead Story is proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.
IMX Logistics has announced a major development. The company will merge with TLC International, marking a significant milestone in its ongoing expansion across key strategic markets. To tell us more about this exciting move, I'm joined by founding member of IMX Logistics, Luther Mostert. Luther, thank you for joining us.
So yes, you made a grand announcement. Please tell us about this announcement.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. So the announcement is the fact that IMX Logistics, which is a Namibian-owned company, will merge with TLC International, which is a Swiss company, but they have head offices in various countries all over the world, and they're in partnership with Pentagon, which is a logistics freight service provider all over the world. They will acquire 49% of our local company, and we will become TLC Namibia. So we are logistics service providers for the mining businesses, oil and gas, and any other item that needs to be moved from point A to point D.
What does this merge mean for Namibia?
So the current situation in Namibia is that we are a bit behind on technical enhancements on ERP and CRM systems for full visibilities for our clients. So TLC has been working 20 years on their CRM and ERP systems, which will be implemented in Namibia, and we will integrate with the rest of Africa and Europe and America with our systems and with the clients for top-class logistics services and transparency for our clients.
Then, Luther, this merge demonstrates direct foreign investment, which is, of course, a positive story.
Yes, for sure. I mean, it's what it's all about. We all want to see Namibia grow, especially in the logistics sphere where things are already happening in the oil and gas and the mining business with the expansions. So it's critical for us to put it together as a Namibian context, as Namibian-owned companies, to add that value for our clients, but on an international level, if you understand what I mean. So it's going to be very important for us as the front runners to also show the rest of Namibia how it can be done and how you can approach international, big international companies to come and invest in Namibia. If we can show them that, you know, we want to work together. We are not the experts in the field at the moment. They are. They are the ones bringing the expertise, bringing the technology, and also the investment to back up the oil and gas. Because, I mean, that is what is very, very important, is basically the financial backings. Because there's not a lot of Namibian-based companies that can play in the oil and gas sphere.
And what can we expect from this, sir?
Well, so the oil and gas operations in Namibia has slowed a bit due to some announcements, important announcements, especially from Total, waiting on calling FID, which is final investment decision, which will be early next year. But yesterday, Rhino Resources, they made it clear that they want to produce oil by 2028. So a lot of things need to fall in place. But we as logistics service providers are already tendering on things that should happen in 2026, 2027. So we know what is coming, although it's a bit slow now. But we need to position ourselves. I think that's the most important part. We need to position ourselves for what's to come. And I think this strategic move that we're doing now is putting us in the forefront of the energy sector and the mining businesses to provide them with top-class service in Namibia.
Do you think that with this merge, we could see more job creation?
Yes, absolutely. Even today, we're busy finalizing organograms and looking at possibilities on how to grow the company. And it's complicated. Namibia has got a very small population, and 90% of them, or let's say 70%, is your lower level income people. So we have already set up training programs in order to empower the Namibians to fill these positions. So yes, there's a great need for trained people that has got the expertise in oil and gas, which is few and far in Namibia at the moment.
We've also read that with established operations in Angola, Congo, Guinea, Ivory Coast, and so forth, even the UK, Ukraine, and USA, we've learned that TLC continues to push boundaries. What type of boundaries can we see being pushed in Namibia?
Okay, so I think the biggest boundary is creating space for the oil majors to come and play in this industry. So I think Africa is a difficult continent to operate in, especially on the logistics sphere. Things are complicated. There's special customs regimes, tax regimes that needs to be adhered to, and compliance is a massive issue for any oil and gas player in our field. So I think that is the boundary that we are really pushing in Namibia at the moment, is the compliance, being compliant in every single department and being able to execute.
After the merge, what next? What can we expect?
Well, okay, so I believe in the next 3 months, it's all about positioning ourselves and really busy with the transformation and getting the system set up and the ERP and the CRMs and getting the people trained in our team with that. But I mean, it's business as usual because we have all our old systems. I mean, we have been playing in the IMEX logistics, have been playing in the oil and gas. So we're already operating on day-to-day operations within the oil and gas. I believe just that what TLC brings to us now is going to be next level. It's going to be upgraded and there's going to be new technologies installed. And that's just going to allow us to play on the level that when the moment the production or the pre-production stage starts, that we can, we all, you know, produce high-quality service and products for that matter.
Maybe there's any last words you'd like to say?
Well, very important is for us as Namibians to stand together, to understand what's coming. Is there's enough for everyone? As long as we, as business industry leaders and business leaders, stand together and empower our local people and train them accordingly in these industries so that they can play a part. It's not for the elites. It should not be. It's what other African countries fail to do, and Namibia should not do that. We should be the front runners in showing the rest of Africa that we can be the Dubai of Africa, that we not fall behind and end up like other African countries where the majority of the population remains poor.
Thank you so much, sir. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
The lead story was proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.